Welcome back, MGTOW men. Since coming into MGTOW, I've realized the importance of creating positive relationships, especially with other guys. And men, we're meant to be together for the majority of the day, tending the fields, working towards a building project, sparring, and going to war together. And that's something that we had done for hundreds of years. It's instinctual, and it exists because it reflects what's best suited for us to survive. And I like to talk about that on this channel, because what else do I have to say in my argumentation if I don't mention what we are meant to do? Okay, and I know that when I've had male bosses, I've been better able to collaborate, be myself, relax, and perform at my best because of a perceived understanding of our goals and trust in each other that has been harder to attain when I've had female bosses, and men naturally work better in groups with other men. This is just how it has been throughout history, and even though the genders are meshing in the work world today, that does not mean that it has changed something that is ingrained in us. Essentially, iron sharpens iron. And I know that I've talked about friendships a lot lately, and I do this because I have to express my thanks for the friendships that pulled me out of relationships that I've been in the past with women that nearly drove me off a cliff. And I have to pay my respects, and I have to emphasize the importance that they have in ensuring our survival as men. And everyone has a different threshold of interaction and friendship that they need to function and perform at their best. Understand this as well. So let's take a look at an email from a MGTOW brother that I received back in September, but I'm finally getting to. So let's read it. Hello, Hoodie. I had a good friend who I've known for years and was so close with his family that they considered me a part of their family. My friend started dating a little while ago. He met this girl on some dating app. Huge issue right there, okay? At the time, I was starting to look into MGTOW, so I was neither for or against his relationship. Should have been against, considering he got off a dating app, because both people are fishing, essentially. I met his girlfriend in person a few times, and she seemed nice enough. It's easy to put on a front. But a few months later, I started seeing changes in my friend. He was very mean to his younger siblings, and he cursed me and other people out very harshly, and would give people the middle finger as a joke. I started noticing that his girlfriend also did these things, so I figured that he picked up these traits from her. She started taking advantage of him financially, and he has totally lost his balls. He doesn't stand up to me anymore if I confront him, and he's at her beck and call every day. Last week, I confronted him and told him to break up with her because he's being used, and his girlfriend quickly got involved and turned my friend against me. Now we've parted ways. My question is there any way to get my friend back, and what's the best way to handle situations like this? I'm sure other guys have been dealing with losing bros due to toxic girlfriends. So thank you. So many issues right here. And the first one, I'm not going to talk about this today, but it's that dating app thing. If you're on a dating app and you're looking to get a date and you're looking to get a girlfriend, they're desperate too. They're doing it out of fun, okay? And so that tells you what they're really trying to do. They're trying to replace something in their life that they don't have. And if they're looking to replace things in their life that they don't have through dating app, they're wrong, because those things, the things that satisfy us, don't come from those types of relationships. So you sound like you're describing my former self when I dated as an undergrad, and you are the friend that I pushed to the side. And thankfully, he's loyal. He was loyal as a dog and stuck with me throughout that relationship. And it's an amazing correlation right here. And he seemed to be a very perceptive guy, because everything that you're noticing is actually likely true about him, his girlfriend, and why he is acting as he is. So let me give you a brief understanding of my story and my friend's inclusion in all of this. And before I dated this ex-girlfriend, I was a guy that would make time for anyone. I would make sure to follow up with everyone, be courteous, to talk to family. Nothing mattered more to me than my character, but when she came along, she became the rudder that steered my whole ship. I began to cuss constantly. I began to associate myself with the people that she did, to have the values that she did, very different from what I held previously, and that's my own fault. That's my own lack of backbone. And I began to disassociate with whomever she didn't want me to be around. She controlled my money, and if I was with my buddy and she called, I packed up everything and said I needed to be there at that time. And it's a shame, but your friend is emulating her. He's doing what I did, and she is in control of the relationship. And you're going to need some time. He's going to need some time to see what is actually going on, to see as a man that he has the right, okay? And as men, we need to make the woman reflect us, not the other way around. And that the way it is for him right now is not natural. And the only thing that will happen in this relationship is for him to lose his self-worth and money. And maybe he's getting good sex, and that's keeping him around, but that's far from anything that should keep him around. And if that wasn't there, I'd guarantee you he'd be gone. He would have a backbone. I almost guarantee it. But for you as a friend, unfortunately, you can't say anything in the moment that is going to be able to convince him. And I know that if my best friend pushed at me during the times of darkness, I would have been probably less likely to hear him out at that moment. Probably would have stuck with me. But the best thing that he could have done is be an example of the life that he's living. He wasn't living with the girlfriend at the time and the more freedom that he did have. And that was more appealing. The most that you can do is kind of set your distance, strategic distance right now. And I've talked about this before. And you can try to extend a hand and reconcile for now, but it won't necessarily heal things. But when things end with this girl, and they're going to, he will be reminded of this. And men are staunchly loyal. They do come back, in my mind, they do come back to the people that they believe they should be with. Obviously, there are some cases where this is not true, and it's hard to take this road, but unfortunately, when it comes to a man and his property, as in his chick, this is the best form of action. And I've lost brothers to toxic girlfriends, and I've nearly lost myself. So here are a few quick things or takeaways that can be extrapolated from this email. So number one is modern dating does not emulate natural relationships between men and women. And there are a lot of studies out there that look at finding the perfect balance for how much men and women should spend time with each other and how couples in relationships can maximize their relationship by finding the perfect amount of time that they should be spending together. And no matter what, when people enter into potentially romantic relationships, all other relationships with people do change, both in purpose and value and also time spent. And while I'm sure that there are some adjustments that modern couples can make to help improve their relationships and avoid oversaturating their time spent together, I don't believe there should ever be this effort that has to be put forth. It's creation of modern day society. As before, men and women mostly interacted during meals and during sex. And now, because of advancements in the structure of our days, which has also changed, we are making excessive amounts of time on the weekend for Netflix and chilling. And I remember spending some weekends, some Saturdays, literally sleeping in bed all day and watching Netflix with my girlfriend. And I wouldn't say that this is a natural way that men used to spend time. Obviously, we're going to have to harken back to, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And these are the expectations of many couples, especially younger couples. And that's not necessarily healthy or productive. It may be perceived that way thanks to the media. And thus, modern dating does not emulate natural relationships between men and women. I guarantee you one day he's going to boomerang back and understand just how much more diverse and well-rounded his life will be when he gets out of this rut. And so number two is a man's loyalty can be misapplied, and you can often endanger your own value. So men are inherently loyal to causes. They are more identified in their own convictions politically and ideologically generally. And women will take the lead in these areas when they see a man benefiting himself and his life because of these strong convictions. But because of this, many men get themselves into dangerous positions because they're not able to shake themselves free of this unhinging loyalty. And you might make poor decisions and affiliate yourself longer with a female partner if you're for the first time having such an emotionally strong connection with her, regardless if you should be with that person. And loyalty can be dangerous when it is applied poorly. And loyalty to something that is worthy of your loyalty, which is not this girlfriend in his eyes who is stripping him of his morals for and his identity, is where it is being misapplied. And it seems here that he was never grounded in them, in his morals, and in his character, and in his backbone. And obviously, since his morals were grounded in sand, the earthquake has hit and he's accepted his fate and has succumbed to her graces. And that was me, and that's what I'm seeing for him right now. And the third one is that I want to leave you guys with, it often just does take a burn to know to how to avoid one. And obviously, I'm commenting on myself right now, and I'm commenting on the failures that I made and the lack of backbone that I had. And you guys are probably rolling your eyes over it and telling me, you know, I should have known better. Of course, I should have known better. There's tons of guys listening out there that are probably thinking the same thing, that they should have known better. And there are tons of guys out there that have never been in this situation, and it's hard for them to completely assess how they would act. And I know that I thought I would act strongly and with the backbone, but oftentimes it does take a burn to be able to avoid one in the future. And lastly, you're blind from what's going on unless you've been in this firestorm yourself before. And if you're in your friend's shoes, life is moving too fast for you to slow down and to look at the forest fire that he is in. And I know that when I was in a consuming relationship like this, I didn't look around and I didn't have time to. You have very little time in your own thoughts and with yourself, maybe only when you go to work, to school, drive, or even settle in for sleep. And that's not good enough. And sometimes the firestorm doesn't become apparent until you're outside of it and have broken up or ended up in a metaphorical ditch. And that's the beautiful thing about MGTOW right here is that MGTOW ensures that you do have enough time where you'll be able to evaluate the amount of time you need to recharge, the amount of time that you need to invest into understanding what your dreams are, into understanding where you lack in your life, to understanding how you want to spend your time day in, day out, to understand how much time you need to sleep. And oftentimes you forget these things if you don't create a backbone for yourself, regardless if it's in a relationship with a woman or if it's in a relationship with a friend at work, because things can become toxic and you can misapply your loyalty in many ways. And I know that my approach to relationships is often a sacrificial one, and only existed really during my first dating relationship because I didn't know what that would mean and what that would lead to. So just pray that he endures it, because it's the recipe that I was following when I didn't grasp the fact as a man that you're the one who is meant to dictate the relationship's direction, especially early on, and you always have the power to dictate it. And that's also attractive to a woman because it's natural, and whatever's natural is intended for us, and whatever's intended for us, we are coded, unless there's been trauma or other issues in the way, to also want that. So following nature, following what's natural, pray for your brothers, work on yourself, and take notes. Always have a notepad out. I want my mistakes in my life to also be a notepad for you guys, and for my words to be a pen so you can write those things down that I share, and write things that other brothers share on your notepad. So I'm no sage, I'm just another guy. Hopefully this story helped you out. To send me your emails to describe some of these stories in further elaboration, hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com. or on Twitter at Sunrise Hoodie. So I can't wait to hear from you guys. I will see you in December. Hoodies up, hoodies out.